Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the Crimson Circle Connection Center on this beautiful October day. Linda and I are just back from an amazing five-week trip in Europe, and it was a wonderful, wonderful trip.
Amazing.
There's nothing like being able to get together with Shambra from all over the world. We came back to this beautiful studio, and if you're here today, you might have possibly maybe noticed that there's been a few changes that the elves and fairies did while we were out. So if you take a quick look around at the production desk, and if we can even get a lights up and a camera shot back there, a total redo of the production area.
I think it was more than fairy energy that created that.
Well, I know. And redoing the lights. We have new lights up here. I feel like, wow,
cameras,
Hollywood.
You see that the cameras have been moved on an arm, so we have much more flexibility. Wow.
Yeah, but it's kind of strange because I'm so used to being up here with Linda and looking out and seeing things a certain way, and now it's different. All the production people are in reverse order now. It's like, oh, who do I look to? But Billy is still back there in the translation booth. Hello,
translating
Billy.
In Espanol.
In Espanol, yeah.
Thank you, Billy.
So what a great day. We're going to start out with talking about our out-of-town visitors, our out-of-state visitors.
We have a few, and I think they've all checked in. Oh, we have one that's not here. Wolfgang's not here yet from Germany, are you? No. Okay, and then we have from Arizona, Martin. Ambaya Martin, there you are.
Good to see you
again. Nice, thank you for being here
good
again.
To see you.
And is Bernie here? Bernie Corrigan from New York.
Did
you get him?
Bernie,
No, he didn't make it. Oh,
yeah.
He's not here yet.
Not here yet.
But I know that Kathy Archer from Florida is here.
From Colorado now.
Well, I can only report it the way I see it. And this will be the last time that you will ever be introduced special. Sorry.
Yeah, it's coming from Florida. You know, you're really smart. You got out of Florida just in time.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
How did you know?
Yeah.
Wow.
And we don't have floods here in Colorado.
Never say never, since we know how to create things.
Yeah, we do.
Okay, and from Wisconsin. Our home ground, where is Brenda Hill? Are you here, Brenda?
Brenda, she probably stopped to watch the Green Bay Packer game.
Oh, that's not tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay, so our out-of-town guests are late, but no big deal. We'll just make fun of them when they show up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that it?
That's it. It was a very small group.
Well, let's start the day off with the amazing music of the one known as Mofo, but who's really Marty, the talented musician. So take it away, Marty.
Marty Sawinski.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
This song's called Earth. Thank you.
All right, Marty. All right, thank you. Thank you. I don't know if it's just the new studio setup or whatever, but the shots look so much better. Maybe, I don't know, maybe the crew is a little bit more,
maybe,
you know,
it's just
on
everything.
It
it's evolution and expansion.
And Marty's music was great. Always is, but thank you so much, Marty.
It's fun to have a true Schomburg up there.
As many of you know, this week was the transition of a dear, dear friend and a colleague of all of ours. It was a tough week with all the emotion going around, and I think everybody that's here remembers our dear friend John Kiderka, such a dear man, such a great worker, such a curmudgeon at times, but funny at other times, but above all, in absolute service and dedication to Schomburg.
So deeply interwoven to all the things we did. And incredible that, you know, you ask for something and he kind of give you that look and then you're like, oh, well. And then he'd come back and it'd be done. It'd be fixed. It'd be perfect. And it didn't seem to matter what it was. If John took it on for Schomburg, it got done. And it means so much. He was there. The first time he ever walked in the door, he volunteered to help with the electronics. And he never stopped. Never stopped.
He's so woven into every part of Crimson Circle from the very beginning when he approached Linda and said, you need a hand? And Linda said, no. He gave a hand ever since. And he's in every shout, every production that we've done, because he was the guy that put it all together and got it out to Schomburg, got it out over the Internet.
Never missed a shout.
So it was really a tough week in many ways, bittersweet, bitter being the fact that John transitioned. Sweet in a way that so many of you have told me that you felt his energy around this week, and obviously he's here with us today. So, John, I'm not going to refer to you as being gone, but just being in a slightly different dimension than us. And we want to take a moment to just acknowledge John, if you could have the house lights down. Now let's take a moment to send our blessings to John and to honor him, but as John requested that I ask for each one of you, let him honor you right now. So, let's begin.
on an ivy tree. She's weeping for her own true love, as I shall weep for and stay a while with me. If I had a friend on this earth, you've been a friend to me.
Let's take a good deep breath together. Remembering a friend, but a friend that's going to stay around for a while. So, John, let's take it to the next level, okay? We're ready. Good deep breath. Okay. We had Wings series, part one, child one, 2 months ago. Seems like a long time. And as always, we review the previous child just to get back and remember what we did last time. So through the miracle of video editing and modern technology, let's take a look at what we did back in August with Shout Number One, the Wings series. Let's play it.
I'm in a bit of a mood today.
I got that. Oh.
It's not a hangover. It's just a mood. I'll explain it in just a moment, but we'll dispense with the pleasantries for right now as we get into it. The reason I'm in a mood today is because I've got past and future life aspects that are chaotic, and they're bitching at me, and they're bitching with each other, and life is such a mess. It's like being in a room with kids who are fighting and screaming. Now, you probably say, but Adamus, I thought all your problems went away when you were Ascended Master. Ah, therein is a very important point. Just because you've allowed your realization, just because you are an embodied master on the planet, doesn't mean that you're not going to hear the commotion of your aspects. They are not in the past. They're here right now. They're not in the future. They're here right now. You're going to hear this noise and commotion, and once in a while, it will wear your ascended ass out. You're going to get so tired of it. It is not uncommon, nor should it be denied. They're making noise. Now, I'll tell you how bad it is. I've got an aspect who's crying right now, literally, that he's going bankrupt. Oh, I'm losing all my money. They're going to take everything away. I'm such a brilliant being, but I'm going bankrupt. Oh, please, God, help me out. And this was not a religious lifetime of mine known as Mark Twain. Not particularly, he was rather cynical about everything. But you know, that cynicism suddenly gets washed away with a little thing like bankruptcy because he didn't manage the money so well, because he wasn't managing his energy so well. Take the hint there. The true creator and the true master gives freedom to every one of their creations and expressions. I don't hold on to Mark Twain. I'm not invested in his day-to-day life. He leads it. Yes, it's part of me. It's part of the oneness of me. But I'm not going to try to dictate his life. I've got another aspect, another writer, that is really driving me crazy. You might know as Shakespeare. Now, this writer is a royal pain in the butt. I mean, causes more stress and more problems. Now, you would think, being considered one of the greatest writers ever, that this aspect would be so calm, at peace, but not. This aspect doesn't like his writing. I'm like, whatever. You're making money. People are flocking to you. You're going to be known in history for thousands of years. There's going to be summer plays in the park just because of you. And you're whining? Shakespeare doesn't like his writing because he thinks that he wrote to the audience rather than to his heart. It's not really what he wanted to write is what I'm saying. But it worked. Oh, I have all that noise playing. I got another aspect. It's the original to be or not to be aspect, actually, believe it or not. Oh, it wasn't Shakespeare who penned those first words. It was my aspect known as Plato. To be or not to be. So philosophical, so full of stuff. You know, when I say to you, you can say anything you want except I don't know. Because I get so sick of Plato. I don't know, to be or not to be. The world is black, the world is white. It just drives me nuts as an ascended master. I ask you to really feel into what's going on there. There's a lot of racket going in there, and it's going to keep happening. It doesn't go away because you have past lives and future lives that are all happening right now. What you do is you take a deep breath, dear master. You don't get all caught in it. You allow it. And suddenly, it's like kind of greasing the skids, greasing the gears. Suddenly, you take a deep breath as the master, and you just feel into all the amazing stories going on. And suddenly it takes the rub off of it, the friction, the tension. There are our fears, there are doubts that are there. And I see you trying to overcome fears and doubts. There's challenges in your life, and I see you working on those challenges. But you know what happens? Is like you get caught in a fear, an emotional fear that makes no sense whatsoever, but it's there. You get caught in the fear, and it's like getting caught in a spider's web. And that spider is the fear or the doubt or the uncertainty or whatever it happens to be. You get caught in that spider's web. Now the spider's got you. Now the fight and the struggle is on to preserve yourself, to save yourself from the spider of fear or doubt or incompetence or whatever it happens to be. Now you're engaged in a fight. But I can tell you one thing, dear human. You're in the spider's web. It's the spider's territory. The spider wove it just for you. When you're in that, go all the way through it. Don't stop. Don't fight. Don't process the issue. You just slap on or strap on those wings and go. That's it. Now you're on the other side. You look back and you realize there actually really wasn't a spider's web. There was no fight. And what's there now is the sweet nectar of wisdom that is now yours as a human. Put yourself in my position for a moment. Now it's the master. It's your enlightened self. And what would you tell that human that is going through its quandaries, is going through all of its misery and its suffering, and, oh, I wasn't given a fair break, and I had, oh, shut up. It's all a story. It's all a great, big, fat story. That's all it is, your life, the human life. It's all a great, big, fat story. Take a deep breath in your own life. Start having some fun.
Interesting attitude.
Yeah. It's like, I'm in a mood.
I can relate.
Yeah. Well, I'd totally forgotten. It was so long ago since we were all together because we were out last month.
We didn't have a child last month.
We left in late August. And
we left on your birthday.
We did, yeah.
He all missed his birthday.
Yeah. No, it was great because we got to the airport.
He had a first-class birthday.
Yeah, we got to the airport and got on the airplane, and I looked at my ticket, and it's like, wow, I wonder if they got something wrong. I was in seat 1A, first class. I was like, how did that happen? And I knew it was going to be a good flight. It was on Lufthansa, by the way. United, if you're watching in, take a clue from Lufthansa. But I knew it was going to be a good flight because they also upgraded Linda, and they came around and said...
they took care of you like a baby.
Oh, my God. They came around and said, so, Mr. Hoppe... That's how they say it in German, truly. Mr. Hoppe, what size pajamas would you like?
Really?
I'm going to faint.
Really?
After 40 years of abuse by another airline, it's like pajamas. Oh,
he was just like giggling. Giggling.
I'm not a selfie kind of guy, but you should have seen me selfie. Here's my first class cabin. It was amazing.
And then they told him to just go to the bathroom because we want to make up your bed for you. And it's like, my wife doesn't even do that for me.
I mean, they made up the bed while I was in the great big bathroom. I could have slept in there. I was in the great big bathroom putting on my great big pajamas for my big fat story. And they laid out a mattress on the lay flat thing and made but a comforter. I'm like, Adamus, yes, I want to live this way. Always, always. So that was the beginning of the trip. It was an amazing 5-week trip. We went to four different events. We have a recap coming up in just a moment. But
three different cities.
Three, but we went to places in between. It was so good seeing Chambra from all around. And we'll do a little video recap. Linda and I may add a few words of ours as we're going through it, but want to show you where we went and what we did and who is there. Great. Ready?
Okay. More than anything, it was amazing to get to be with Chambra and see how passionate and deep and focused they were on this beautiful work. It was amazing.
We started out in Sibiu, Romania. It's such a gorgeous country. I mean, the countryside is, these are shots taken by Chambra. Such an amazing countryside, beautiful people. We had 175 Chambra from 23 different countries.
Two Colombians, whoops.
We had people from Australia, mm-hmm. Brazil, Colombia, Japan, Korea, all over Europe, and even a few Americans.
Even French.
It was so much fun. And that's the artist who does the covers for the Chambra Monthly magazine for us.
Right there, that's his family.
Yeah, great guy, Yunat Karas. 175 of us packed into this ballroom.
Sweatier than all hell with all that energy.
They didn't turn on the air conditioning for 2 days. It wasn't the right season, they said. So it was about 82, 83 degrees and about 99% humidity, but we didn't care. We had a blast. Johan was there. Some very, very deep and moving moments and a lot of fun. And after that, off to Rust, Austria.
Wine
right
country.
The Hungarian border, wine country, yeah. Beautiful place. It's on this huge kind of lake, marsh. It's known for the storks.
Oh, Chambra benching. Who knew?
There. Yeah. It was probably the most serious group we've ever had for a threshold.
Ever.
They were so, they actually got there on time and were quiet when we walked in the room in the morning.
There were the biggest percent of men I've ever seen. There were seven, and they were very, very open and feeling and allowing things to occur. And it was so genuinely deep. Every single person there, I was just absolutely blown by it.
Threshold, there's a tremendous amount of interaction with the Dhammas.
As you can see.
Up at the front, numerous
everybody,
times.
Everybody.
And it's fun. It's kind of tense at times, intense. But everybody gets their time up at the front. And it's truly transformational.
Absolutely.
I love Threshold.
Absolutely.
There's one of the storks.
Rust is known for the storks.
Beautiful, beautiful. Then it was on to Tuscany, Monteriggioni, Italy. And again,
Nice assignment.
Nice assignment. It was grape harvest time in Tuscany. You could just smell the grapes in the air. And then you could taste them in your mouth. This was Simple Master, and it was totally unlike Simple Master in Norway or the one we did here in Colorado. Totally different.
Sort of doesn't matter what we name things.
Yeah, Adamus is going to do what he does. Very intense. Johan was there with the music. Live music. I would say, if any word to describe it,
Master
John Pascal
balls.
With the master balls, yeah. Mm-hmm. He made up something like Adamus always talks about eating rolled oats, honey, and nuts, and that was what Adamus called master balls.
Really, literally.
They were tasty. And he was handing them out to everybody, having fun. After that, it was the Threshold reunion.
And wow,
reunion.
Who knew what that was going
to
be?
So it was nice because we didn't even have to change hotels. We just changed Chambra. A whole new group came in. Oh, the weather was so beautiful while we were there. I think in the 37 days we were there, there was only 2 rainy days. This church we discovered had this beautiful portrait of Tobias.
And Archangel Raphael.
Yeah, and Raphael. And I don't know why it was called Threshold Reunion. It had very little to do with Threshold.
But it went really deep and really far.
Gosh. Yeah. The depth.
I guess the requirement was you had to be a Threshold graduate, so that put a standard on it.
And people from 18 different countries. You can see just such love in everybody's eyes. That's always amazing to me. So that was our 5-week tour in Europe. Yeah, it was
spectacular.
It was spectacular. We loved it. But it's good to be home.
Can I say one last thing?
Please.
Okay, so Jeff and I we have a hard time sometimes because when we send stuff back and we say, this was the best ever. And then we heard in the background that there are certain people that say, they say that every time. Well, it's true. And it's the best ever because what I believe is each time we go out, doesn't matter what we name the event, each time we can feel that the energy evolves, that Chambra expand. They're more focused and more clear than ever before. And each event, no matter what we call it, definitely reflects that expansion.
Absolutely. And we had a number of Colorado Chambra with us at the event. Some stayed for one or two or three. But they were just blown away. They say, why don't more people from Colorado come to these events? Because they're so deep and amazing. And they can't believe the difference between what it's like being out on the road and what it's like being here for the monthly shout. So talk to them, the ones that were there. And you get a really good, really good feeling for what it's like. It's truly amazing.
Truly.
Yeah. Okay, let's take a look at our upcoming events, see what we have on the schedule. We have
aliens?
Actually, you and I, that's how we got here.
Oh,
and,
well, yeah.
Yeah, that's.
I didn't know you were giving away my secret.
That's the mothership. And actually, you and I leave in a couple of days for a trip, which we'll talk about in just a minute. But, whoops, I'm going backwards here.
Here you are.
Yeah, this is the upcoming event. Whoa,
it's not.
No. Okay, let's jump right into it. Next month, we go to Australia.
To Adelaide.
For Simple Master. It's not sold out. We have room.
Plenty of spaces.
And I have to say that Simple Master is really the kind of the next evolution in what we're doing in the workshops. It changes all the time. I mean, it changes very quickly.
It doesn't really matter what we call an event. Adamus does whatever he wants.
Absolutely, yeah. But we still do have openings for that. It's a great group down in Australia, mm-hmm. hosted by Rebecca Zoo. Adelaide's a great place to be. It's right in the ocean. So if any of you want to come along, it's
not beautiful.
Not too long of a flight.
Yeah, liar.
Yeah, right. Coming up in December, we're doing the SES online again.
Ah, you know how important that is. Again, from doing all the events and hearing the feedback from attendees, we were pushed to that's the only requirement that we have made for any of our events. So if you think that you want to attend one of our events, other than there's a couple exceptions, but all our live events now, we require SES as a prerequisite because once people have that understanding of energy management and clarity, the events move so much faster and Adamus can go so much further.
It was actually the attendees that really begged us to require SES so we didn't have all the other stuff going on. Simple Master is a good example. We went so far with that in every time we've done it, but this last time in Tuscany. Because I would say everybody there had to have taken SES, and about 85 to 90% were also in Keyhawk. So we blew the doors.
It was wild.
Yeah. This is hosted live by Linda and I. It's not just something that you get a link and watch it on your own. You're connected with us here at the studio and with people all around the world. And then you have 10 days access to the files. So if you haven't taken SES, it's a great time to do it. If you have taken it, you want to go through it again, you get the graduate discount at 50% off.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
After that, Colorado 2018. No, 2017. I've got my numbers wrong. I'm sorry. 2017. It's our annual Christmas party right here at the studio in the Masters Club following the December 9th shout. So that's in December this year. Don't pay attention to what that slide said. Please register early. I think registration is open now. It usually sells out. We have a limited number of space because of the food and the settings and everything else. So that's coming up.
2017 has been a pain in the butt year. It's been okay, but I'm like really ready to release it. Yeah, that's why I think you put 2018,
yeah,
knowing
yeah.
the anticipation of moving forward.
Yeah. Well, anyway, if you're interested, please sign up. And It's a single pass. It is the shroud and dinner. We're not going to do separate. It's way too confusing. So when you sign up, it's for the shroud and dinner.
All or nothing.
All or nothing. The cost is $50. We're catering in
to
a really good local restaurant, different than what we've used in the past. It's a deal. All the food, all that drink, all that entertainment. Okay. Moving on to a cloud class in 2018. I got the year right this time.
There you go.
And this has gotten to be one of my very favorite things to do.
Spooky.
It's Pronost 2018.
Oh.
You know, Pronost has turned into kind of one of those.
I don't get it. That looks like a Trump fashion show. What is that?
No, get out of here. Don't ruin it for me. Don't ruin it. But I don't know where that noise is coming from. It must be getting ready for Pronost 2018. This is Adamus's annual planetary and trend forecast and update. As you all know, in the last couple of years, have been pretty over the top. It really causes one to have to stop and think and wonder, what's the planet coming to? He doesn't talk a lot about the future and all the rest of that stuff too often, but he takes his time in Pronost twice a year to actually give that planetary forecast. So that's here at the studio, January 13th, live audience and online.
Well, he doesn't forecast little needle details. He forecasts the real mood of things and the real trend and direction of things. And when I hear it, it's like, okay. And then it's like, oh, my God. Then there's
And starts showing up in the news every day.
Every day.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
So he's a pretty good forecaster.
He's way too good.
Yeah. $75 online, $77 in person.
What a deal.
What a deal, because you get muffins and coffee. So what a deal.
For $2, that's a hell of a deal.
That's January. January 13th. Fortunately, it's a Saturday, not a Friday. Then after that, it is on to Hawaii. We're doing four different events there over a couple months period. Starting in February, we're doing the Amyo Retreat. We have no idea what that is. We're going to find out once we get there. It's sold out. So
you don't know either.
Yeah. After that, in February the 18th through the 22nd, we're doing a threshold. We're doing it at a private villa on the Big Island, limited to 25 attendees. We still have a couple spaces open if you're interested. Threshold is, how many people here have taken
Intimate.
Threshold?
Intimate.
Yeah. Threshold is threshold.
Intimate.
There's nothing else to say about it. So we do have some spaces open on that. And then it is, because we sold out of the Amyo retreat in February, we're doing one in April. We still have six spaces open on that. Again, at this beautiful private villa on the Big Island, limited to 30 attendees. And we have no idea what Adamus is going to talk about. But
it doesn't matter. He's going to talk about whatever he wants to.
It used to bother me. Now it doesn't. And then.
But. The very name of the thing means he has to behave a little.
He's got to talk
about the good life. He's got to behave.
You know, the good life, I think he is going to talk about now that next step, the master's life.
Okay.
After that, a couple weeks later, we are doing an Amyo retreat, Spanish speaking only. And I'm going to read to you in Spanish. That says, translations in Spanish.
Oh, genius.
And
genius.
On the next slide, watch this. On the next slide, it says the dates are the 22nd through the 26th.
Oh, my God, you're skilled.
Not February, it should be April. Translated in Spanish, limited to 30 assistants. It is Hermosa. It's a grand Hawaii Hermosa in the mornings. And then there's cannibals later on with Adamus. So. Or something like that. Really is translating it properly.
And I assure you that Sace is having a heart attack.
Oh, my God. Sace is like, get him off the stage.
Oh, my God.
But the important thing is that this is in April, and it's Spanish only. We've ordered these headsets.
Simultaneous translation. So we'll have a translator translating real time. And with a group of 30, we can do that a little easier.
Absolutely. So... those are the events coming up in Hawaii in February and April.
But do you know why? You know, it's called the. It's really funny. Hawaii is a very simple place. It's called the Big Island, and it's called that is actually the island of Hawaii. But it's the Big Island. That's why they call it the Big Island. They keep it simple.
But wait. There's more. And actually, we've talked about the. We've talked about this private villa that we've rented for the events there. That's a picture of it. It's a beautiful, and can you believe it? It is actually called Villa Amio. Way, because Crimson Circle just acquired it. It has been about, I'm going to say about
goosebumps, five
years in the making. We've actually looked at places all around the world, from Mexico to Portugal and Canada and all across the world.
In Colorado, wonderful.
In Colorado, several places in Colorado, and we've always had our eyes open. But, you know, not, like, serious. And
but knowing to be open to it, that there was always been a lot of Chambra saying, oh, there needs to be some kind of a Chambra space, a safe space, a Chambra place.
Can you imagine your butt sitting right here in the evening? That is the ocean right there. It's a west-looking view of the ocean, watching the sunset.
Every night it sets there.
And we really, you know, we'd had our eyes open for a number of years, like we said, but suddenly, this just kind of came to us in the Amio way. It just showed up, and it was so easy, and everything just worked out, and it happened.
Everything.
Literally, we officially closed on the property, literally acquired the property on September 18th. Now, we were in Tuscany, the other side of the world. This villa has a Tuscany look to it, the architecture you'll see in just a moment. It sits on about an acre and a half of land, so there's plenty of space. There's no people right next door.
Well, and it's on a fairly big incline. So what you see is so beautiful, because about all you see when you look out is literally this panoramic ocean, and literally the sun sets on that ocean every night in front of that villa, every night.
So officially the property, the house, became Crimson Circles on September 18th, exactly 10 years to the date of the Quantum Leap down in Taos, New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't pick that date. We actually wanted it a little sooner, but because of logistics, that's the date it happened. So we've got a little video. We'll take a run through it with you. But,
can you imagine attending a small event here?
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You're going to love it.
So Villa Amio on the Big Island in Hawaii. This is an aerial shot. You can see it has plenty of foliage all around, a pool. We're walking in the front door here. Big high ceilings. Lovely atrium. So everything is like in a U shape around this atrium, which allows light in all directions. I swear this place was just waiting for us. Doing small group gatherings there for up to about 30 people. It's got a beautiful dining room up front. But who wants to dine indoors when you can
be outside? Well, no, but it's a nice service area.
Really a nice kitchen.
And do you see how long the counters were for serving people? Almost as long as the studio.
Imagine waking up in the morning, coming over, getting your coffee. Fresh pineapples. Literally, you can go out on the property and pick bananas and mangoes.
They actually think mangoes are a nuisance.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to get one of those big juicers. There's just a little sitting area right off the regular living room. What we really liked about it, this living room is huge. You can't really see it in one shot, but we can easily see 30 people in there if it happens to be raining or the sun too intense. Got a fireplace, a real wood-burning fireplace, but actually no air conditioning and no heat because you don't need it there. A nice wet bar in the living room.
Big Island has incredibly year-round tropical, absolutely tropical environment.
And again, a lot of windows, so it lets the light in. You can see the beautiful foliage all around. Linda and I are going there on Wednesday. We'll be there for 3 weeks, getting everything set up.
Getting it ready to do
workshops
in February and April. Yeah.
Bringing in the Chambra energy. It's got 4 bedrooms. This is a shot of the master bedroom. Again, with a beautiful ocean view. You'll have really like this shower. They'll show you in a minute. You're in there taking a shower, and you can look out over the pool and the ocean. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. The way this came to us, the way it happened, truly was the Amio life. There was no real effort in it. It was, everything was so easy. And we knew that it was for Crimson Circle. It was time. It sits at about 1,200 feet altitude, so up above Kona. Actually, just a little south of Kona. If you've been with us to the Sheraton Hotel, directly above the Sheraton. Pretty easy access from the airport. Now we're going to take a walk outside. And it's got this beautiful terrace with a little building down there. It has a restroom and a shower and an infinity pool. And again, out on the horizon is the ocean. I can imagine sitting in there at sunset, Mai Tai in hand, it's about maybe 3 or 4 miles from Kona, and probably about 10 to 12 miles from the airport, so relatively easy to get to. And this is what we're going to use for the workshops and gatherings. We're going to extend that overhead so that we can easily seat about 30, 35 people and have our workshops out there. Maybe take a little swim at the break.
You are crazy.
I'm going to be channeling in my swimming suit.
Too much information.
Yeah. And again, it's about 1.5 acres of property, so plenty of places right down below there to walk around and lay in the grass, pick banana off the tree.
You have to have somebody in there constantly working on the garden because everything grows too fast.
Weekly.
I mean, it's such a life, there's so much life force there.
Kind of an aerial shot, again, overlooking that south area. So this is now officially the Villa Amio, where we're going to be doing now. We're not moving there. A lot of people say, "Oh, are you guys going to move?" No, this is a place for workshops, gatherings. It'll be Chambra energy there, and when we're not doing our workshops there, we are going to offer it for rentals for Chambra beginning in May 2018. So we'll be telling you more about that. If you want to go over there with other Chambra by yourself or whatever, it's going to be truly a Chambra retreat, a Chambra place you can go to. So we're incredibly excited about it. We've decided consciously to cut back a little on our travel schedule. This year we're going to hit about 120,000 miles. And we finally said it's time to just slow down a little bit, go over to Hawaii, Colorado,
keep it simple.
A few other, Europe two or three times a year, a few other places, but keep it simple. That doesn't sound so simple when I just said that.
No, you got to chill
out.
Yeah, the schedule didn't sound very scaled back. But the bottom line is, it's exciting, it's sweet. It's perfect for us to do only small group events there.
Yes.
And then, like I said, if you saw it, the bedroom part wasn't a part about the workshops. We wanted you to see the bedroom so you could see what you could rent.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, and bring, and just hang there. And I'm excited about that because that'll always be Chambra energy, a Chambra space, in a place that's like the Garden of Eden.
So, amazing, amazing. We're looking forward to it. We'll let you know how it goes when we're there this month, getting things ready. Now let's take a look at Chambra News. We're doing pretty good on our time, Linda. I thought we had so much stuff today to cover. We're doing good. As always, don't forget to check out the Chambra magazine. Every month, amazing articles, outstanding graphics, and it just keeps you connected with all the events going on in Chambra land. Chambra magazine for those on a weird journey. And what else do we? Oh, yeah, Amio. Master's Life, Part 5, Amio. It was really funny because we had actually already recorded this And then the whole thing happened with Hawaii, and that's why we called it Villa Amio, but it all kind of ties in together.
Living the master's life.
Living the master's life, just letting it come to you. As we found out in this case, it was just all there. So
no coincidence.
I think we have a recap coming up in just a minute, but there are five sessions. They're a little shorter than normal, and it's all Saint Germain. It's not Adamus. It's Saint Germain. So there's a whole different energy in it. You have 90 days access online.
That means no attitude.
Well, there's a little bit of attitude, but not much. Yeah. People who have watched it have given a five-star rating almost across, totally across the board. And the price is about half of what we normally charge
for
Amio. Well, because there were less sessions and because it's Amio.
Yeah.
So let's do a little recap of Master's Life 5,
okay.
Amio. That looks like Hawaii. Amio is now the conscious connection, the conscious everyday realization between the human and the master. It's a totally different life than what you've been used to. For the first time in this life of yours or any other life you have lived on this planet, what comes now is the wisdom. Wisdom not being an intellectual, mental thing, but wisdom being the heart. Wisdom being the essence of every single thing you've ever done, ever experienced, but without all the human judgment attached to it, without all the human fear attached to it. For the first time ever in this state of Amio, wisdom is now shared with, offered to, made available to the human. What comes with the Amio life, practically, specifically for you, obviously, abundance. It actually energizes every part of your biology. Yes, it does work with relationships as well. People who bring just the right things into your life, whether it's joy, whether it's a physical, sexual relationship, whether it's just friendship, whether it's business opportunities, just the right people come into your life at just the right time. I'd like to address the master now. The master who has never been actually embodied. So, dear master, the human is filled with wounds and issues. They've released so much over these past few decades. They've released lifetimes of issues, but you see, there are still some of the scars that remain. And the human tends to focus on these at times. You, dear master, have no wounds at all. You understand that life is simply an experience, and from it comes the wisdom of the soul. Dear master, you may not understand why the human at times goes back into their tears, goes back into some of their old ways of doing things, and why the human tends to be frightened and scared at times. Please understand what the human has gone through. There's no need to interfere. There's no need to do anything, simply to have compassion and understanding for what has been the difficult and challenging journey of that human. Amyo. It's new. It's the relationship between the human and the divine, but not where the divine is off far, far away somewhere else. It's a living, embodied relationship. It's the master coming into the house of the human, and the human allowing it. Life changes, indeed. Take a deep breath into the allowing, for Amyo is here. Amyo, the state of consciousness, the relationship now with the human and the divine, it's here. Let's take a deep breath with that. I am the beloved Saint Germain.
I think it's pretty clear that that was not Adamus' attitude.
You think? Amyo is the step we're going to next, the embodied human, the human and the master coexisting together. It's where we're going. And it's a whole different way of living. It's allowing
Absolutely.
It to come to you. No more battles, no more struggling, allowing it to come to you. And as simple as that sounds, as beautiful as it is, there's a resistance that we tend to have. I know that Adamus is going to be addressing that in our next session. So right now we're going to take a break, and we're going to go on.
So do you think Adamus' attitude will be different than what was reflected in St. Germain's?
I'm not going to say. I am just the messenger. So with that, we want to thank everybody from the Crimson Circle Angels, the translation teams, the website hosts, everybody who makes all this possible, the amazing Crimson Circle staff who transformed this place while we were out of town. Thank you to everybody. And let's take another good deep breath and really feel our dear friend John. He's not really gone. He's just transitioned into a different state. So,
and some extra blessings to his wife,
and
Leslie.
For amazing Leslie, for all you have done for John over the years, for the love that you showed him. We're going to be back at 2:30 for more of the Crimson Circle. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody online.
Thank you.